This is the November podcast of the Sanctuary Radio Show with him, Dalia.
How are you doing, mate?
And me, Presley. And on this show, it's a biggie.
It is.
It's big, huge,
exclusives, man.
Yeah, we've got something very, very, very exclusive in about three different parts featuring Gary Numan.
Yeah.
A lot of the show is based around him this month because he's doing a new album and a UK tour and a world tour and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, so we got a very, very special show.
Yeah, so that'll be coming up in a little while.
Yep.
And also we've got sessions that have been done at the Sanctuary Studios. We've got a couple of tracks that are brilliant and very synthy from a couple of bands who are very important. Tell you more about that when it comes up.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some of our special characters.
Yes.
Which is going to be quite risque.
Yeah.
And it'll be brilliant.
Yeah.
And that first song was Rammstein.
Yes.
With a remix of Sonne done by Sebastian, I think his surname's Coma or Coma.
Yeah.
He's from Icon of Coil.
Brilliant. Mix, absolutely brilliant. Really, I love it. Yeah.
And we do this new thing on this show now called Pointless.
Yes.
Should we just go straight into it?
Yeah, go on then.
It's called Pointless.
Pointless because of what?
Because of journalists and also called. They'll write something, they'll put it in a newspaper or on the internet.
Yeah.
I read it and think that's pointless, and then I just go and repeat it on here, which makes it even more pointless.
And he gets so angry about it.
Pointless!
Yes!
Noah and the Whale.
Who?
Have you not heard of Noah and the Whale?
No.
Rubbish.
That's ruined it, hasn't it? No, who is it?
Right, Noah, anyway, they're a band anyway.
Okay.
So, Noah and the Whale, imagine... Yeah. Something.
Oh, I know what you mean now. Noah and the Whale. I thought you said Nolan. I thought it was some kind of new Nolan Sisters kind of, you know, modern band that they
I'm in the mood for not being very good.
For not dancing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they are very bland, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, Noah and the Whale are going to cover Fight for Your Right to Party by the Beastie Boys.
Oh, no.
Why?
Please, no.
Don't. It's like.
No.
It's like Mumford and Sons doing Smack Me Bitch Up.
Yes.
It's pointless.
Yes.
Pointless. Paul McCartney watches Arctic Monkeys. Why do I need to know that?
Why?
Yeah. Pointless.
He came to watch me once.
He did.
He did.
It's a good story. Uh-huh. You wouldn't let go of his hand, would you?
No. I want to hold your hand.
Pointless.
Yes.
Morrissey autobiography.
Yeah.
Now, the reason it's pointless is because there's a website that says... It's like a little competition that you can do.
Okay.
It says, where is this quote from? Is it from Morrissey's autobiography or from Alan Partridge's autobiography? And seriously, I got all of them wrong.
Really?
He's so up his arse.
He is.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Morrissey's up his arse.
Honestly, he can't tell it. It's so Partridge, his autobiography. It's pointless.
Right.
Pointless!
Yep.
Lily Allen is doing her comeback with Robbie Williams. It's pointless! It's just rubbish.
Right.
Just stay opening your shop. It's pointless. Pointless.
Yep.
Badly drawn, boy. I'll end it at that.
Yeah.
Pointless. Just like there with that. Pointless. Paul McCartney calendar. What's the point? Pointless. One Direction calendar. What's the point? It's pointless.
He's getting so angry.
Pointless.
You're going to destroy your iPad by whacking it on your leg like that. You're going to
bruise on my leg.
Oh, look at the state.
Oh,
you've destroyed it now.
I know. Pointless! Yeah. Carrie Underwood.
Who?
You know her.
Do her? Which one?
She's a very famous American folk singer.
Is she really?
Very, very pretty.
Right, okay.
Carrie Underwood, looking for English boyfriend. There's no number on the end of it, no email address. How am I going to find her? It's pointless!
Do you want me to get a number somehow for you?
Yes, please.
Okay, we'll do.
So, that was this month's Pointless.
Yes, very angry.
Very pointless.
Mm.
Coming up now, then.
Right.
Let's have the first part of our Gary Numan special.
Okay.
Yep. So he's got a new album out called Splinter, which has gone top 20 in the UK.
Yeah, brilliant.
On first week of release.
So good.
First top 20 since 1993, something like that. Amazing.
Yeah.
And it's getting a lot of plaudits, this album. People are saying it's his best thing for
a long
years.
Time.
Yeah. And so we're going to, throughout the show, we're going to play three different songs. And Gary is going to talk about it and talk about what the lyrics are about, what each song means. And so we'll go over to the first one of these in a sec. We're also going to do a couple of competitions as well.
Yep.
So stay tuned because he can win albums and concert tickets. Ah, good.
How good is that? Stay tuned, man.
So this is the first bit of Gary Numan talking about a song on the album called The Calling.
Yep.
Over to Gary.
The Calling isn't so much about the depression side of it and that period, the way a lot of the others are. The Calling is about Well, actually, it's quite. It's almost literal. You know, it's when you die, people say, oh, you know, God's called you. Well, I'm thinking, really? You know, when you look at the circumstances in which that happens and, you know, the timing of it, I find that hard to believe. So it's questioning this whole... It's one of the God songs I guess I'm not supposed to write anymore. But it leans towards that a little bit. And... you know, and it asked, you know, is this some kind of game for you? You know, because you do it at the most unfortunate times, and I don't know why it worked, but for some particular reason on the particular day I wrote it, I was really thinking about this. Yeah, and it might have been. There's another song called My Last Day, which we'll talk about later. But there, you know, I met someone who had a horrible thing going on. You will possibly die at any moment, had children, and you think, you know, why would you call somebody then? You know, I don't believe in it at all. But that's what made me think of it anyway, and I started to write it all down. And you relate it to your own experience. You know, I've got children. You know, would there ever be a right time to call somebody that's got young children? So it's looking at that, the nonsense of it, really, the nonsense of this, you know, being called to a better place when the last thing you should be doing is leaving what you have and where you are. But God again, I'm afraid.
to Sanctuary Dudley and get your demos recorded in a 5 or 10 hour recording session in our acoustically treated studio. Record either live or multi-tracked with our engineer, who will also mix and master your demo. Call 0121 557 0467.
So that was the first part of our Gary Newman thing that we're doing this month.
Yeah, very good.
Second part will be up soon.
Yes, very good.
We have bands that come into Sanctuary Studios, which is in the Midlands in the UK. For all our listeners outside the UK, if you're wondering where the Midlands is, it's called the Midlands because it is in the middle.
Really?
You get facts on this show.
Brilliant. You do.
You're entertained and informed.
Yes.
And bands come in, we record them in a live lounge style way.
Yeah,
and then we play them on this show. I'll go over to my computer and have a look who we've got.
Okay,
This is a band called Those Without Hope.
Those Without Hope.
Yep.
Hmm.
And it's a song called When Friends Become Enemies.
I like the title.
I like the title.
I like the title. Yeah.
You can find them on Facebook, but type in the initials of the band. So Those Without Hope. So type in TWHUK.
Oh, okay.
And they both find them. They're described as metalcore and rock. Yeah. And they've got a free EP on SoundCloud. Just go to the Facebook page and be able to find a link. And
get it.
Free music.
Yeah.
So this is Those Without Hope.
Okay, take it away, lads.
All right, this is Alex from Those Without Hope, and you are listening to Sanctuary Radio.
So that was Those Without Hope.
Yeah.
What I like about that is I could tell what he was singing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Though. Yeah, you kind of,
I class that as death metal.
Yes.
But you can hear what he's singing.
Which is kind of not my thing, but the production's good. The playing was great on it. Brilliant guitarist.
Yeah, really good guitarist.
Good drummer again, you know, really good band. Kind of not my thing, but good at what they do.
Yeah, I could really appreciate it.
Really good. Yeah.
So that was Those Without Hope. Check them out on Facebook.
Yep.
And coming up next, we're going to play... There's Depeche Mode touring in 2014.
Yeah, so we'll see them.
Yeah, hopefully we'll sort it out. And they've just announced a support band, which is either 3 or 4 girls, and the name of the band is Feathers.
Right.
And
are they hot girls?
I've not checked him out yet.
Right.
I need to check it out.
Yeah, we need to check him out, don't we? We need to check him out. Absolutely. I want them to be hot, though.
They've got
to
be, yeah.
You know, because I've heard one of their tracks, and you kind of think, oh, they're really good, and you'd be a bit disappointed if they weren't hot.
Yeah, if they look like Lily Allen.
Yeah.
Pointless. And right. So we're going to go over to a song that's by Feathers, and it was on the GTA soundtrack.
Yes. So, yes, great game.
You love that game, don't you?
I do.
You were just telling me earlier how realistic it is.
Yeah, amazing.
I want to go into a lap dancing club and get thrown out for groping. Yeah. That's what they do, don't they?
They're thrown out so many times.
Brilliant. But before we go over to Feathers, we have these two aliens. They're called Camp David and his illegitimate half-brother, Camp Bastion. You have to say it like that.
This is weird.
They've got their own theme tune. Mm. What the fuck?
Came from outer space, the adventures of Camp David and Camp Bastion.
Camp Bastion, what are you doing? What are you doing? What's that noise?
Don't come in,
I'm coming in. What's that?
It's me, alien friend.
What are you doing? Are you inflating her?
Yeah, with his pump.
Why are you doing that?
Because she's let me down.
Oh, she looks a bit flat.
Yeah, well, when she gets some air in her, she's far from flat.
Right, why do you do that? Why do you want an inflatable girlfriend?
Because I can't meet a real alien woman.
Why? What do you do with her when she... Does she talk?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Well, pump her up then. I want to see her. What do you call her?
I like to call her Maureen.
Right. Pump her up again.
Okay, here we go.
Right. Oh, she's getting big. What's then?
She's not the only one.
What's then? Oh, it's taking a long time.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. I bet you're knackered after you've done that.
I think I need to sit down.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
Oh, she's popped up now. What has she got then? What are those three things there?
Three?
Yeah.
It's because she's from the planet Glog.
Planet Glog?
Yeah, they
I've never been there, is it good?
They have three breasticles.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and then do you see that down there?
Yeah, what's that?
It's a belly button, what's wrong with
that? Right.
Weirdo.
Yeah, what's that underneath?
My hand.
Right, what do you do with her now? She's popped up, do you sit and talk to her? And you make her coffee and have tea? And you can sit and listen to Kylie records with her, can't you?
Don't do any of that.
Right. Oh, why has she got no clothes on?
Dad? Why has she got no clothes on? Oh, I forget him.
Dad?
No, you'll meet him another time.
All right.
He's like, anyway, just give me some time on my own.
Right? Why?
Why? Because I'm tense.
Well, don't you just talk to her then? What do you do with her?
She cancels me.
Right.
And then...
Do you have to bend her over like that?
I do, yeah. Every time I do it, some air comes out.
Right, okay. Oh, yeah, see. Hey, what are you doing there? Oh, am I not staying here watching that? Mm. Oh, I didn't know you did that with her. Oh, God. I'm leaving. Oh, God, I hope you clean her afterwards.
See you, gay boy.
Tear up, you rock me before you are defeated.
So that was Feathers and a song called Dark Matter.
Cool song.
Check them out. Check them out on tour with Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
I reckon...
What?
I reckon that they will be hot, and that's why Depeche
Mode
have booked them.
That's why Depeche Mode have asked
that's
them.
That's what I'd do if I
Four
was
girls
Mode.
On tour with you.
Yeah.
That's come what I'd on. Do. Yeah.
If I was a big famous band, I wouldn't have a male support, man.
No.
Sod that.
Go for the girls.
Yeah. Especially when you're Depeche Mode, you can have whoever you want.
Exactly.
Let's go over to another session that's been done live lounge style down at Sanctuary Studios. Let me have a look on my computer.
Who we got?
This is a guy. Oh, he's a bit of an enigma.
Really?
Well, I reckon so, yeah.
He's a bit of a riddler, is he?
No, an enigma.
Yeah, Edward Enigma, that's the Riddler's real name. I'm such is a it? Geek. I am such a geek.
Really, is that?
Yes.
Is that, I never knew that.
Yes.
Well, see, informative. Brilliant, I never knew that. I'm quite fascinated.
I can't help being a geek. Yeah.
High five for that. Yeah. Brilliant. No, this is a guy called Steve Wigley.
Yeah.
And it's a song called Broken Bones. He's a singer-songwriter. He used to be in a band called Downward Thing,
right.
Which I think were a rock band.
I like that title.
Yeah, it reminds me of Downward Spiral a little bit.
Yeah.
By Nine Inch Nails. Got no Facebook details for him, no website, nothing.
He's an enigma. Right. Here we go.
You blew a kiss and tossed your hips and left the way that you came with attitude and plenty to say. You left me standing motionless, I couldn't speak, and if I could I wouldn't know what to say. Hey, 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 what could I say? You took your time, you dragged it out, you really walked up mile just to give me a living hell. You stayed too cool, you kept it calm, you really blame me so well. You even smiled while you twisted the knife. Complicated's the word you use. You're so messed up, you leave me feeling confused. You packed your bags, you rolled alone. And all you leave behind is just a big old pile of broken bones and disasters. Broken bones and disasters. Now I hope and I'll pray I'm there on the day when your world comes a crashing down. I'd like to raise a glass, when you were twisting the knife.
Dudley offers two fully equipped rehearsal rooms for bands. Equipment includes Tamarra and Mapex drums, Ashdown bass amps, Marshall guitar amps, Wharfdale Pro PAs and Shure microphones. Free tea, coffee and spring water and on-site parking all on one level. For regular customers, with our loyalty card, every 10th practice is free. Call us on 0121 557 0467.
David Bowie's Nursery Rhymes. David Bowie's Nursery Rhymes. David Bowie's Nursery Rhymes. David Bowie's Nursery Rhymes.
Hello.
Georgie Porgie Puddin' and Pie, kiss the girls and made them cry. When the boys came out to play, he kissed them too, because he's gay. That was Steve Wigley and a song called Broken Bones.
Yeah, very beautiful played song, but the lyrics were a bit harder, I think, if you listen to them. I don't think they were very nice, but the lyrics sound
good. I don't want nice lyrics. Yeah. Why would I want...
Yeah. You want nasty
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
die, a beautiful
bitch,
song.
I wrote a song called die, Bitch, Die once.
Yes, yeah, it was good.
A, die, Bitch, Die, Bitch. Just went like that for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I love the...
Not bitter, though, were you?
No, not at all.
No.
No, still sing it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, 15 years later.
Yeah.
But that's Momsphere, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so if you want, if you like Steve Wigley and you want to find him...
Yes.
No idea how you do it.
No.
I ain't got a clue.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's crazy,
I've got no
wasn't
details.
It? Yeah. The next time, right, make sure you give us details so we can tell people where to download your tracks.
Yeah, maybe
good idea,
maybe he doesn't
it?
Want to be found. Maybe he's an enigma.
He is the Riddler.
He is.
Yes.
But beautiful guitar sound, light acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of me flamenco days.
Yes. I don't know about those.
Say you another time.
Okay.
Bit ashamed of it now.
Yeah.
There you go. Right in, second part of our Gary Newman thing.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. After this, we will be telling you about a competition.
Yeah, we will.
How to enter it. Because Sanctuary are doing two shows on the UK Gary Newman tour that's in November. Mm-hmm. And Sanctuary are promoting 14th of November at Manchester Academy and 19th of November at Wolverhampton Wolfen Hall. We've got tickets to give away for both shows.
How good is that?
How brilliant is that?
Mm.
Bargain!
Yeah.
And so we'll do that competition after this. This is Gary Newman talking about another track off his Splinter album.
Yeah.
Yeah, Here in the Black is... it's about the depression that I had. But I've tried to... It's sort of disguised in a way. I tried to move it sideways a little bit. I didn't want to do a literal line-by-line description of what it's like to be depressed. I wanted to sort of be poetic about it. And so I've moved it sideways, and I've written it as if it's almost like as if it's a scene from a film, a descriptive scene from a film. And there is somebody, and they're lost, and it's cold, and they're frightened, and they know something is coming, and it's dangerous, and they can feel it, sense in them, and getting closer and closer, and there's nothing they can do, you know, and they want to hide, and they don't want to hide, they want it over with, and I think when you know that it's about depression, you can make all the connections between the different things. If you don't know it's about depression, then it's just a narrative about somebody being hunted by something else, and it's probably my favourite lyric on the whole record. One of my favourite lyrics I've ever written. I'm really happy with it. Really, it's A describes it as gothic rapping, which is, I kind of see what it means actually, but it's all whispered, and it's all very close on the mic, and you know, trying to get that warmth out of it. When I started to write the song, there was a sample, like a spoken word sample, that was doing this thing, and I use that as kind of the basis for it. And when I actually sort of did it and started to write the lyrics for it, there's an awful lot of them, and it has this weird phrasing. And when I first started, I thought, I'm never going to do it. You know, there's no way I'm going to be able to write that amount of words with so complex a phrasing, a song of phrasing, and yet it came really easily when I actually started down. It just had to find, you know, that link between what it was about and the tone of it, and once you found it, once you found that link, it just went, it was really quick. It's, you know, it's a lot of words. The only trouble I've got is if we're going to do it live, I can't remember them. It's so many words to it. But I really want to do it live. It would work really well.
kids are hungry and restless and they're looking desperate for something, and it feels like a child but not screaming or helpless, and it's absent of mercy, it's alive, and it feels but not a shred of compassion or love. It comes like a pouring of evil, it's a stain on the ground, it's a desolate shadow of fear. It's talking of loss, there's a breath in the wind, and the breath is malicious, and I don't know whether to run. I should have dropped to my knees and pretend they're religious, because it's cold and I'm scared, and I whisper some madness and force is a question to God. Is this real or imagined? Because if I'm asleep, well then I don't need to scream for long.
So that was Here in the Black by Gary Newman. Cool track. So I reckon we should do the competition.
Shall
what
we?
Do you think?
Okay,
yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Good plan. So Sanctuary are promoting two of Gary Newman's shows on his Splinter Tour in November. And they're doing, we're promoting Manchester Academy on the 14th of November. And then Wolverhampton, Wolfram Hall on the 19th of November. And we've got a pair of tickets to give away for each gig.
Yeah, how good
so
is that?
So you can win it.
Yes.
So we'll just set a question and then we'll make it an email competition. So the email address that you need to send your answers to this question to is Presley, which is me, presley@sanctuarydudley.com. So presley@sanctuarydudley.com. And the question is, to win tickets for Gary Newman at Manchester Academy or Gary Newman at Wolverhampton Wolfram Hall, is just tell us who the producer of Gary Numan's Splinter album is. Just tell us that person's name, yep, and just write on the email in the heading bit Wolverhampton or Manchester, which is your preferred gig.
Yeah.
And then we'll choose, out of the correct answers, we'll just pick a couple of random ones.
Yeah.
And then we'll email people back on the 10th of November. So you've got until the 10th to enter, and we'll email the winners then, and then we'll also announce it on the December show, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So get emailing.
Yeah. So
Do it now.
Who's Gary Newman's producer? Yeah. I'm Splinter, and send it to presley@sanctuarydudley.com and just state which gig you want to go to, Manchester or Wolverhampton. Okay?
Yep.
And
yep,
then at the end of this show, we've got a couple of albums to give away, so we'll do another competition for that.
Yes.
How good is this? Brilliant.
Very good.
Yeah. Right then, let's go back to my computer over here.
Right, what we got next?
Well, the thing is yeah, bands also, obviously, because Sanctuary Studios are a studio, obviously. Mm.
That's why it's called Sanctuary Studios. Very clever, that.
Self-explanatory.
Very clever.
Yeah. Informative, this show.
Yeah.
And there's been an artist in who's recording a full album, I think, and he's an artist called Little Liam.
Mm-hmm. Is he only small?
No idea. I hope he's really tall.
Yeah,
because that would be more ironic.
Be funnier. Yeah.
And he's been in, and they've been recording him. And this is a song called "You Don't Know."
Right.
Okay. If you like this, you can find him on Facebook. Just type in "Little Liam Band," and apparently they're indie / smooth rock.
Oh, smooth rock.
This is Little Liam.
Let's give it a listen.
It's life I'm living, it's like I'm walking through it all, and it's what you're given that makes me want it even more. And I believe now something's coming out, and you just don't know. You don't know. You're making out to the roof now, the one who's trying hard enough. I'm making my own.
Yes, so that was Little Liam. Reminded me a bit of Yes, early.
Well,
Yes.
John Anderson,
yes,
the vocals,
voice.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautifully recorded.
Mm.
I'm not just blowing smoke up Sanctuary Studios' arse, but yes, it is really beautifully recorded.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds great. Yeah,
if you're a band or an artist out there and you want to book Sanctuary Studios, just go to the website, sanctuarydudley.com, mm-hmm, and check it out. Brilliant.
Check it out, man.
Check it out. Mm. What we got coming up next? Oh, God.
What?
Is it blasphemous? I don't know.
What?
This is a thing called Iggy Pope. Brace yourselves.
Yeah. It's not the real Pope, you know. It's the Pope.
It is.
Luigi, approach me.
I ask you, I have an answer. How can I help your door?
It has come to my notice that one of the nuns has become, let's say, with child.
No way, and that is absolutely ridiculous.
My thoughts exactly. I need to know how we, let's say, sweep this thing under the carpet.
Shall I call them in? And, we can try to figure it all out.
Okay.
Non-Aration nuns, please come in to the chambers.
It has come to my notice that one of you is with a child. Which one of you is it? Is it you?
No.
Is it you?
No.
Is it you?
No.
Is it you?
Yes.
It is you, yes. Sister Mercy, isn't it? Actually, one of my favourite Nine Inch Nuns. We have to let you go and see someone. Will you be okay with this?
Yes.
Good. Very good.
Are you popping us? Have I got to sorted the problem out?
This is good. This is why I pay you.
We are going to take a Sister Mercy to go and see a sister of Vera Drake.
Vera Drake, this is good. This is very good. And no one will ever know about this little matter, will they?
Oh, no. I swept her under the carpet.
Good. Very good. So, Nine Inch Nuns, you should never have relationships with any men. Do you understand this? You.
Yours.
You.
Yours.
You.
Yours.
And you especially, Sister Mercy.
Yours.
Of course, apart from me.
Come to Sanctuary Dudley and sing your favourite song and be a star for the day. Gift certificates available for your loved ones, a great birthday present. Packages from just £99. Call us on 0121 557 0467.
Coming up next is something that people won't expect. Somebody emailed me a couple of weeks ago and said, have you heard the new Pet Shop Boys album? And I went, Not that bother, thanks, mate.
Yeah.
Because they've gone really camp for quite a few years. Really, really camp.
Well, they are camp anyway.
Well, yeah, but they went very camp. Yes.
More camper than camp.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And I just thought, not that bothered. And then they sent me this track, and they've turned into Kraftwerk.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It's brilliant.
We can't believe it.
If you don't like the Pet Shop Boys, stick with this. I think it's good because you can't hear Neil Tennant singing much.
Yes.
Which is always a bonus.
Yeah.
So,
It is great, this. I love this.
This is a track called Axis. Bear with it.
Pet Shop Boys. So that was the Pet Shop Boys. Weird, isn't it?
Who'd have thought it?
Great.
Brilliant.
I like it.
I hope they keep doing music like that. I'm liking them now.
Yep.
And it's much better when he doesn't sing. Do you want this month's crap band name of the month?
Go on then.
Brilliant.
Go on.
The Twang.
It's rubbish. It's rubbish, isn't it?
Twang. It's like banjo string, isn't it?
Yeah.
And let's have...
Tonight, I'm a rock and roll.
Faux pas.
Right then. What? Here we go. Right?
Yeah. Go on.
Gaz Coombs.
Right.
From Supergrass.
Yes.
Yeah. He's announced his intimate church tour.
What?
He's doing intimate gigs in churches.
Right.
I'm not quite sure why.
Why?
I don't know.
Whoa, I bet they can hear that banging on the stereo.
Rubbish. It's just, I think that would be a faux pas myself.
Yeah.
I can't imagine him banging out Supergrass songs in a church.
In a church.
Everyone
would
be going,
is he doing like an acoustic version or not? Yeah.
Maybe that, that's what everyone should do, just turn up and go, shh.
Yeah.
Turn it down. Anyway, that was this month's...
Tonight, I'm a rock and roll.
Faux pas.
Yeah.
Coming up next, over here on my computer. Let's
go on,
let me
go on,
have a look.
Here we go.
This is the last session that was done at Sanctuary Studios in a live lounge style way.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a band called Venom and Apathy.
Oh.
See, that's a good
name.
Now,
that's a name, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And let me have a look what it says here. It's a song called Chaos and Disorder. Like that as well.
Yeah.
They've got their own Venom and Apathy website. Just type Venom and Apathy into Google. You'll find it. And they're releasing a new song every month.
Wow.
Leading up to now. We've talked about this, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
Actually.
Yeah.
Is that a good idea to do now? And I think it probably is.
Yeah, I think you might be right, guys. We've been saying the same thing.
If it's going to be a download, it kind of keeps the interest going. It's a new song every month. You can keep promoting it.
Yeah.
Makes sense, really. And then after maybe 12 months, then release in a hard copy. Full album.
Yeah, if people want it.
See how each track goes down and whether you're going to sell enough CDs to make it worth your while making them.
Yeah.
Really, because that's the thing now.
Good idea, guys. Yeah, we were thinking same thing.
To get into the top 40 now, you don't have to sell that many albums. So, good idea. This is Venom and Apathy anyway, with a song called Chaos and Disorder. They're alternative rock.
Oh, right.
Hello, we are Venom and Apathy and you're listening to Sanctuary Radio.
broken. I am the bandage when the wounds no longer open. I am a man, I am a monster. And I'm a vision of the chaos and disorder.
Ooh, I like those. I like them. A good rock band. Yeah, yeah, I like them.
We're tapping away to that.
Yes.
Yeah, so find...
Good band, I like them.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. Mm. Quite intrigued.
Yes.
So find Venom and Apathy on Facebook and give them a like.
Yeah.
Right, coming up next...
Okay.
Gigs.
Gigs.
We
Is
need
that
to-
your new...
Gigs.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the 16th of November,
yeah.
Sanctuary are putting on a gig at Manchester Academy 3. If you like your punk...
Yes.
It's Vice Squad.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, Vice Squad.
Yeah, brilliant, Vice Squad. Yeah. So, 16th of November, you can buy tickets from sanctuarydudley.com website, yeah. And you can also buy tickets for the Gary Newman shows at Manchester Academy and Wolverhampton Wolfen Hall, with only £1 booking fee.
£1?
£1!
Is that all?
Unbelievable. Bargain.
Yes, do it. Yeah.
And we've nearly finished the show.
Yeah, we have.
We've got the third part of... I'll come back to the microphone. Don't know what
yes,
I'm doing.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
We've got the third part of our Gary Newman thing,
yeah,
haven't we?
Yeah.
Where he's going to be talking about another track on the album.
Yeah.
And discussing how he wrote it and what the lyrics are all about.
Yeah, really interesting.
Mm. Very interesting.
Yeah.
But before we play that... We've got to tell you that we've got a second competition, haven't we?
We have.
And we've got a couple of Gary Newman Splinter albums to give away.
Yep.
So an email competition again, but we're going to make it slightly different this time.
Yeah.
So if you want to win Gary Newman Splinter album
yeah.
in a nice, nicely packaged digi format.
Very well packaged.
Very nice package.
A nice packaged and, Newman for you.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
And to win yeah. said album.
Yes.
Right?
I'm on the edge of my seat, mate.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
The email address is presley@sanctuarydudley.com. That's moi.
Yes.
Just email us.
With what you think is the funniest rock and roll story that you've heard, or quote, or joke even.
Yeah.
Just make us laugh. Because anyway. You know this show is kind of funny. You know, we have the silly sketches and stuff. So we kind of thought, let's hear how funny you guys are. Okay, so the funniest one.
Yeah.
When's the album?
A quote, a story, anything. Joke, anything.
Make us laugh.
As long as it's a bit rock and roll.
And we'll read it out on next month's show as well. So,
yeah.
You know, that'll be fun.
Yeah, okay. But make sure that you send the email in by the 10th of November.
Yeah.
And then we'll let you know by... email return,
mm-hmm.
who's won?
Yeah.
A couple of albums to give away.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So let me just check here what we've got coming up finally. So it's his third part of the Gary Newman thing. He's going to be talking about the last track on the album, which is called My Last Day.
Yeah.
And it's a brilliant story about this track.
Okay.
Really good.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful track. So we'll say our goodbyes and we'll let Gary end the show for us.
Yeah. Same time, same channel, next month. Bye.
Goodbye.
One of the mums at the school that the children go to had a very large tumour in her head. And she was living with the fact that she could die at any moment, next hour or maybe another 5 or 10 years. We know her really well now and just talking to her and just, you know, life's really difficult because it has other effects. Well, you know, it might not kill you tomorrow, but it's doing stuff all the time and it's horrible. And she has a very unpleasant life and it's just amazing the ways that she's dealt with it and is getting on with it and her husband and she's got children. You know, it's really tragic, horribly tragic, and she's lovely. And anyway, so I started thinking about that and how do you live with something like that? You know, it must be, every day must be terrifying. Every little headache or twinge, I mean, you must wonder if that's the end. And I just, you know, just amazing, absolutely amazing that the way they both deal with it, actually. And they're fantastic people. And anyway, so I started to think about how would anyone feel. How would I feel if you were told that you had one day left? what would be the things that you regretted? What would be the things that you would miss? With me, I know with me it goes back to children mainly, so you know it's essentially about that, I guess, you know, the things that I would miss about the children and Gemma. So that's where where the lyric came from. But for some other reason, I decided that I didn't want to do verse, chorus and conventional structure. I wanted to get halfway with it, and then I wanted it to become something completely different, this huge, big, you know, kind of anthemic, almost filmic section, when it would just be really kind of uplifting and epic and huge. And I don't quite know why that was, or you know, whether that was, you know, when somebody actually does die and you rise above everything, or what I was thinking. But it just started out as this funny little idea as I was sitting down, and there was like a string sound thing, well, you know. And anyway, that's how it worked. You know, this very gentle, sad first couple of minutes, and then this fantastically rousing, you know, anthemic big thing at the end of it, with just this strange haunting piano right at the very, very end. And I'm really happy with it. It worked really, really well, even though it's about a sad thing. But the good thing is, not long before the album has been released, she had a very risky and precarious kind of operation. Well, they managed to get rid of 90% of this thing. And the chances of her getting through it were not good, you know. So it was so sad. You know, she was going out and having last days with everybody, with all of her friends, you know, just in case it went wrong. And again, I was thinking, how do you cope with that? You know, anyway, it went really well, you know. And there's, you know, some things happening which are not as cool as you would hope for. But generally speaking, you know, in the main, she seems to be in a much better place than where she was before. So I never wanted to talk about it before, and I certainly never told her that that's where the song came from, because it might have all gone horribly wrong. But now that she's okay, then I can, you know, talk about it a bit more openly, and I don't feel horrible. So anyway, so yeah, it's the last song in the album, and I wanted it to have this big rousing ending. And as she's okay, it's kind of a happy ending, really.
Sanctuary Radio.